Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. Game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men come in 17-8. They're 10-6 in MIAA play. Nebraska Kearney 7-17 and 4-12 in the MIAA. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, when you look at this Northwest Missouri State men's team, the scenario to get a bye in the first round of the MIAA tournament is very simple. You win here tonight, and you win on Saturday afternoon at Truman State, and you've got a bye in the first round.
Yeah, and it's nice to have it easy, not only easy to figure out like that, but to have your own control, not have to rely on other teams to lose or teams beating other teams. If you know you can control your own destiny for a good position like that, it makes you a little bit more hungry to take care of business.
And for Northwest, they'll face a Loper team similar to what the women's squad was for Nebraska Kearney, where they've been hit by the injury bug. They're only dressing 8 in tonight's game as well, but they're coming off a good win on Saturday, a 75-70 victory over Missouri Western.
Yeah, the one thing that they do have is they still got a couple of players that are real good players that are their scorers, that guys that can make a difference in the ball game, and Northwest is going to have to slow them down. And one way that Northwest can do that is force them into the half-court game. They like to score in transition. They like to score with offensive rebounds. So if Northwest can keep them out of those two parts of the game, they can have some success here tonight.
Two teams going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, we talked about the scenario for Northwest to make it into the MIAA tournament as far as getting a bye in the first round and to move on to Kansas City for Nebraska Kearney. They still have a shot to get into the tournament itself. Again, the top 12 teams in the conference get into the tournament with the first round being on campus sites. And for Nebraska Kearney, though, they need two wins to round out their season. They need a little bit of help to get in as well.
Yeah, they'll need really almost a lot of help if you think about it. But for them, they know that they've got to get two wins. And, you know, it's got to be a little discouraging for them because not only do they have the injury troubles, but you look at the fact that their last matchup against Northwest was a 30-point loss. So that's got to be kind of tough, but I'm sure it'll be something that will drive them tonight.
Northwest and Nebraska Kearney, we'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville, has had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old, to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories over years as a student at Northwest.
Active in sorority and some of the educational societies. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called multiculturalism, which was a general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville, for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time when we were using strictly lecture when I started.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team gets set to face Nebraska Kearney this evening in Kearney, Nebraska. And, Coach, as you look toward the rest of the season, this is one of two final regular season games for you. And if you win both of those, it looks like you've got a bye in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament.
Yeah, and, you know, our objective, though, in thinking about that is making sure that we play well. We've really got to be playing well going into that conference tournament. And you know, if you play well, you win games. And so our focus is on that rather than, you know, getting the fourth seed and things of that nature. If we play well, compete, play with energy and effort, that'll take care of itself.
You had Saturday off, the bye week for Northwest and the MIAA schedule. Did that come in at a good time for you?
I don't know. You know, we were pretty hot there for a little bit. I guess we won two in a row, and I don't ever really like bye weeks. I guess it could mentally freshen you up for the conference tournament. It's probably going to take us a half to get back into rhythm here shortly, but outside of that, I guess it's good for our kids.
Now, the first meeting with Nebraska Kearney came way back, first portion of December, a game where you had the offense rolling, scoring 90 points against the Nebraska Kearney team, but a lot of basketball is being played between then and now.
Yeah, and in that game, I watched that tape, and I thought, boy, what did we do to get – we just made shots. I mean, we made tough shots, and we just hot, and we guarded well that game. But I wouldn't read into that too much other than the fact that, you know, we were hot and they weren't.
And you've got a Kearney team coming in a little bit shorthanded tonight, only addressing eight players, I guess.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard that. But, yeah, we're kind of the same boat. We're addressing 10. So we're right next to them, you know, but I guess with them, they've got one of their better players out, which will be tough. But, they're still going to be good. They're going to shoot the three well. They'll get after you, and we're going to have to be ready.
What are some of the big keys to the matchup here tonight?
Rebound. Got to rebound the basketball. Got to defend the three-point line and then need to supply your own energy. It's a pretty dead environment in there, and you have to supply your own energy.
All right, well, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience, Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University is presenting Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park. Professor of Theater at Northwest, Dr. Theo Ross, is directing the play. He says this production should meet theatergoers' expectations.
It's a challenge always to meet expectations, but when you've got good stuff to work with, like Neil Simon and Barefoot in the Park, it's a whole lot easier. And so people do, if they're familiar with the show or have heard of it, they come in expecting certain things. We try to meet those expectations. We're putting just about everything into it that is classic comedy. It's all the funny bits and the gags, and we've even decided not to try to update it. We're keeping it in the 60s, and that's part of the fun of this show is that our students are learning that they have to do research to be able to really understand the 1960s. It was a different period then, and that shows my age a little bit, because I'm trying to tell them what it was really like way back then in the 60s.
Dr. Ross says it challenged students to recreate the 1960s.
That's, I guess, the twist or the challenge, or one of the things that we're doing is trying to keep that classic context, because the play works better. The story is set in the 60s, and relationships were different in the 60s. And so trying to update it and play it in a modern sense, we found just didn't really work. And so that was one of the unique features, I think, and challenges for our production staff and for the actors. But the other thing, the twist or the gag that we've got in there, is we have some special celebrity guest stars who will be making appearances in the show.
Northwest production of Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park continues through Sunday in the Studio Theater in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts, with a 7:30 p.m. curtain on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a 2 p.m. matinee this coming Sunday.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, at the Health and Fitness Center on the campus of Nebraska Kearney. It's Northwest in Nebraska Kearney, a few minutes away from tip-off time. Looking at the starting lineups, first of all, for Northwest, under head coach Ben McCullen, the Bearcats coming in 17-8. They're 10-6 in MIAA play. We're starting at one of the guard spots. Alex Sullivan, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio. Redshirt from Division I Akron. He's averaging almost 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. Coming off a heck of a performance against Missouri Western last Wednesday night. Knocked down 8 threes. That was a career high for Sullivan, inside Northwest Missouri State record as well, with 8 threes in a game. Also at a guard is Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds. At the point tonight, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. He's 10th in the MIAA in steals, and he's averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Inside, Grant Kozad, a 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri, had a career high against Northeastern State of 19 points earlier this season, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl at the center position, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game, leads the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 63% from the field. For Nebraska Kearney, under co-head coaches Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton. Thomas Cooper at one of the forward positions, a 6'5 junior from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a transfer from City College of San Francisco, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also, Pierre Newton, starting at a forward spot, a 6'5 sophomore at Levine, Arizona, and a transfer from Arizona State, averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds a game. John Henderson, another forward, a 6'4 junior from Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a player to watch for out of the Loafers lineup, leading the team in scoring 16 points a game, also with 3 rebounds a contest. He's fourth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 88%, fourth in the conference in three-point shooting percentage as well at nearly 44%, and fourth in the MIAA in minutes played at 34 minutes per game. Also, Tyler Shields, a 6'4 sophomore out of Kearney, Nebraska, leading the team in rebounding at 7 a game. He's averaging nearly 10 points a contest as well. Again, a hometown player playing for the Nebraska Kearney Lopers. And a Kendall Glidden inside, a 6'7 junior from Pinkelman, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Lopers with a 7-17 record, 4-12 in MIAA play. The Bearcats at 17-8 and 10-6. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
The Northwest Missouri State baseball team split a doubleheader to end its series Monday as Lindenwood took Game 1 7-4 and the Bearcats grabbed Game 2 5-4. The Lions scored in the top of the first and held the lead until the bottom of the third inning when Northwest had three runners cross the plate. Northwest moves to 2-9 on the season and 2-6 in MIAA play and will play host to Central Oklahoma Saturday at Bearcat Field. The games are scheduled for a doubleheader Saturday with a noon start time, and the third and final game of the series will begin at noon on Sunday.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus, Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. Just a few minutes away from tip-off time as the colors are being retired following the national anthem. I'm Meg Winter. I'm John Coffey, and that should be an entertaining game coming up between these two teams. Last time, a lot of offense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And with that, a 30-point win for Northwest. So if you can combine those two, we see a lot of points go on the board. I think it was a 90-60 game in that first matchup. But the Northwest Bearcats scoring that many more of the points really make it entertaining.
And one of the things that Coach McCollum talked about in that first meeting was, he's going back and watching the film of that. He said that was just a game where Northwest couldn't miss offensively.
Yeah, and you know, that's going to happen a game or two, just like you're going to have a game or two every year where you're not going to be able to hit offensively, which has happened as well. And I'm sure tonight you're probably going to find a little bit more of a happy medium for Northwest. You know, they're probably not going to be that hot, but they're probably not going to have a terrible night as well, just the way these matchups look. So look for it to be a solid game offensively, but maybe not necessarily as huge as they had in the first matchup.
Well, I have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Now, one thing that Northwest may have a little bit of problem with in a matchup situation, Nebraska Kearney, not a team that has a lot of size, but they have a lot of players about 6'4", 6'5", in there, which means that Northwest may have to, and with Kozak getting a start instead of Schlakow, they may have to change things around just a little bit with some of their matchups.
Yeah, what happens when you've got kind of, those are like in-between kind of guys. You have one of two things. If you put a smaller player on them, maybe at a guard type, they've got to play some inside defense, which maybe they might not be used to. Put one of your bigger guys on them, your four or fives, they're going to have to play some defense out on the perimeter, which is something they're not used to. So one thing that you kind of have to do in games like that is get a feel for who's playing better in that defensive matchup. And you'll be able to figure that out through the first couple of series, through the first maybe 5 minutes of the ball game, who exactly you want to have on those players, who's going to have the best success throughout the ball game.
Loafers do something a little bit unique with their coaching staff. They have co-head coaches in Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton.
Yeah, it's not something that, I don't know if outside of them I've ever seen it before. I'm sure it's happened before somewhere, and maybe not a completely unique idea, but a pretty unique idea. It just doesn't happen too often.
Cats will be in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals and the white trim. And for Nebraska Kearney, their home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim down the sides, or really blue and yellow on the trim with the blue numerals. We're about ready for a tip-off here. Man, really not a bad crowd here. This Health and Sports Center holds a lot of people. It's probably something facility built maybe around the early 70s or so, but it's been a place that can be loud and can have a good atmosphere on occasion.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and it's had some renovation work since that point, but just the way it's built, it's really a neat atmosphere for basketball.
Doug Matava along with Rich Punkman and David Iggy, the officials for tonight's game. The tip is controlled by the Loafers as they go from our left to our right to start this first half. Out front is Henderson, a player to watch for, with a bounce pass to Newton on the left wing. To the free throw line, goes back to your right side, finds Shields, takes the jumper, a three-pointer is good by Tyler Shields, his 51st three of the season, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Loafers over the Bearcats. Into the front court, left side, Bryson Williams for Northwest. Cross court, right side, pass finds Wallace. Dribbles right side, pulls up, gets it out high for Starzl. Back to Wallace, will take it to the top of the key. Cats looking at a 2-3 zone out of the Loafers. Off the right side, Wallace, quick pass, low right side for Starzl. Posts up, fadeaway jumper for five, no rebound, in the lane, ripped down, and controlled by Pierre Newton for Nebraska Kearney. Across the timeline, John Henderson, the senior, out of Colorado Northwestern Community College in Southern Utah. Out front for Newton. Newton to the free throw line. Out of a double team strip loose by Williams. Whistle. And we got a Northwest to get the ball off of a quick whistle on a held ball. Cats will get it after Williams rips it away. Game just underway. Northwest Missouri State trailing 3-0. Into the front court. Right side goes Wallace to the top of the key. Left side pass for Williams. One dribble, cross-court right side, Wallace once again. Back left side for Williams, into the left corner for Sullivan. Dribbles to the baseline, cut off. Out of Williams, out front right side, pass for Wallace, right baseline for Sullivan. Back to Wallace out front, takes one dribble, goes left side for Williams. 10 on the shot clock, back out near the timeline, the pass for Wallace with seven. Pulls up, wants the three, out front, banks it and hits it. Matt Wallace knocks down the three out front on the banker, his ninth three of the season, and ties the game up at three. Into the front court, Henderson, met by Wallace. High post left side pass. They bring it to Glidden. Glidden finds cutting out front Cooper. Fadeaway jumper from 17. High bounce off the rim, and the rebound pulled away by Starzl for Northwest. Being pressured still in the backcourt by Shields. Gets an outlet to Wallace. He'll take it from right to left into the front court. Left side, Sullivan. Low left for Kozad. Trying to post up. One dribble in lane. Low right-handed hook off the front of the rim. No rebound tipped by Starzl. But controlled inside Henderson for the Loafers. Outlet goes to Newton. Through the lane to the bucket. Off the glass and good. Newton gives the Loafers a two-point lead. 5-3. 17-43 left in the first half. Henderson in the front court, right side to the top of the key. Looks left side for Williams. Trying to go low with it and finds baseline left. Sullivan, the three, takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound tipped underneath. And Sullivan cutting through, takes it on a bounce. Kicks it back out top the key for Wallace. Right side, Sullivan on the wing. Trying to look low, and the ball's kick goes out of bounds as it was kicked by Tyler Shields. And Northwest will inbound on the right sideline, trailing 5-3. 17-23 left in the first half. Sullivan getting set to inbound the ball. Again, he had a career-high 8 3-pointers against Missouri Western last Wednesday. Williams to the top of the key. Right side for Wallace on the wing. Finds cutting the bucket low off the right side. Kozadis, he tries to spin underneath the bucket. Ball stripped out of his hands, out of bounds. Knocked out by Cooper. Now Northwest inbound. Baseline left. Cats trailing 5-3. Inbound out front left Starzl. Left wing Sullivan. Hands off to Wallace as the Cats set up the offense. Wallace with the dribble out front. Right side for Williams. Out of Wallace between the circles. Goes right side for Williams. Five on the shot clock. Out front, Bryson with the long three. Knocks it in. Bryson Williams with his first puck of the game, and Northwest with the one-point lead, 6-5. Into the front court, left side, Henderson. Goes cross court right. Newton, guarded by Williams. Out of a double team on the right side. Kozad and Williams. They swing it left side for Henderson on the wing. Sets up, wants the three over star zone, knocks it down. John Henderson hits the jumper off that left side and makes it an 8-6 game. The Loafers in front of Northwest. Into the front court, right side for Northwest. Wallace, left side for Williams. High post left for Kozad. Kozad back to Sullivan on the left wing. Out front, Wallace. Back left side, Sullivan. The long three on the left wing. Rims around. Hangs on the rim and drops in. Sullivan's got the roll that time. Picking up where he left off against Missouri Western a week ago. Northwest by 1. 9-8. Into the front court, left side, Henderson on the right wing with the pass for Newton. Guarded by Williams, Northwest in man-to-man defense. Out between the circles, Cooper pulls right on Sullivan. Back pedals near the timeline. Left side pass for Shields to the left wing. On the left side, Henderson. Dribbles free throw line through the lane. The runner with the left hand misses it on the left side. And Kozad trailing comes away with the rebound. Alec Wallace into the front court. Pushes it to Sullivan right sideline. Now to Wallace. Quick pass. Low right. Four stars off for the shot off the glass. Won't go, but a foul. And this foul to go on Kendall Glidden. That will be his first, team's first. Northwest by 1-9-8 as Dylan Stars will go to the free throw line.
All of Northwest points coming from outside of the arc, and 6 of the 8 points for the Loafers coming outside the arc.
Starzl at the line. First free throw is good. Dylan, a 64% shooter on the air. Northwest, 3 of 4 on threes, and Nebraska Kearney, 2 of 2 from three-point range. Two-point Bearcat lead. Starzl with the second and knocks that one in. 11-8, Northwest in front, 15-36, left in the first half. John Henderson skips across the timeline right side, guarded by Wallace. Bounce pass to the right wing, Newton. Out front, high for Glidden. Spins at the free throw line, expires the dribble. Trying to pivot on Starzl and brings it out front near the timeline with a pass for Henderson. Shot clock's at 16, game clock at 5, at 15-16 left in the first half. Newton left side goes on the left wing for Cooper. Chased by Starzl and Sullivan, a double team as expires his dribble. Trapped out front, goes right side, finds on the right Newton into the right corner. A three put up and a good in the far right corner. Tyler Shields knocks down the three. His second three of the game ties the game up at 11. Just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Wallace at the top of the key, looks right side. Williams into the right corner. Sullivan. Williams on the right side once again. Lobs it left side for Wallace. High post left, Starzl in the left corner for Sullivan. Thought about the three. A ball fake. Drives to the baseline. Nothing there. Brings it out front. Wallace. Right side, Williams. Williams jumps top at the free throw line. Left side for Wallace. Low left for Starzl. This pass is tipped in the air from the blocks off that left side. Controlled by Cooper. Fast break right side. Henderson through the lane and knocks it in. Henderson with 5 points and the Loafers up 13-11. 14-14 left in the first half. Wallace slows it between the circles. Looks right side, Sullivan. Now to Williams. Left side on the wing, Wallace. Now to Funk, who's into the ballgame. Looks right side for Williams. Drives inside the arc. Takes the jumper from 15. Won't go. Rebound tipped on the baseline. Out of bounds by Funk, and it will belong to Northwest. Rather to Nebraska Kearney coming back out of a timeout. 13:55 left in the first half. Nebraska Kearney 13, Northwest 11. Back to Kearney right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
13:55 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Nebraska-Kearney 13-11 in a game played in Kearney, Nebraska tonight. End of the ballgame for the Cats during that timeout. D'Angelo Haley. Haley averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game, leading the team in scoring and also among the leaders in rebounds as well. 2-point lead for the Loafers as they'll have the ball into the front court right side. John Henderson expires the dribble, looks left side for Newton. High post left for Glidden. Picked up by Starzl. Takes a dribble to the free throw line. Left for Shields. Shields left of the lane for Newton. Fade away from the free throw line. Left misses. Rims around and out as Starzl clears the rebound. Couple dribbles and gets an outlet to Wallace into the front court. A long pass to the right corner. Haley back to Wallace. Now to Haley on the right wing. Top the key for Funk. Looks on the left side for Wallace. Wallace out front for Sullivan. Thought about the long three between the circles. Instead goes to Wallace. Well, left for Starzl. Kicks it back to Wallace. Left wing. Top the key. Haley sets up. Wants the three. Rims out. Rebound inside Glidden for Nebraska Kearney. Cast down by 2. 13:03 left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline left on Sullivan. Dribbles to the left wing. Brings it back out. Pulls up. Goes left side for Newton. But out between the circles. Takes it to the timeline as D'Angelo Haley picks him up. Trying to get a pick by Glidden. Right side pass for Henderson. Hooks the pass low for Glidden. Bobbles it. Knocked away by Funk and controlled by Funk. Tyler will give it to Wallace. Cats on the break from right to left. Wallace pushes it to the top of the key. Right wing pass for Sullivan. Slow down the shoot tops. Pulls it up now. Bounce pass. Emily Funk finds right side. Starzl. And Starzl off the glass and good. Starzl with 4 points. And now we've got a timeout by Nebraska Kearney. This game tied up at 13, 12, 25. Left in the first half. We'll keep it right here. And Matt Gorder. Northwest working off pretty well that last trip down.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the outside shooting in this game for both teams, the two teams combined are 6 of 8 from 3-point range right now. All three threes attempted by Nebraska Kearney are good. Northwest is 3 of 5 after that last miss a short time around. But one thing I like about the way this thing is going is Northwest is basically controlling the pace of the game. And they're able to get, both teams are getting into half-court offenses, and I think over the long term, over the course of the game, you know, when Nebraska Kearney isn't perfect from three-point range, that's going to be something that plays into Northwest's favor.
And we'll be anxious to see how Nebraska Kearney going with 8 players tonight plays a factor as the second half goes along. Now, Coach McCollum in the pregame interview counter of the Northwest only going with 10, but still, you have to feel like Northwest, with the way that they've been able to get protection out of their bench this season, will have a little bit of an advantage there.
Yeah, and that's where you might see a lot of the shots that are going down right now for Nebraska Kearney might end up short or off by just a little bit.
Into the front court, John Henderson for the Loafers. Dribbles right side on Wallace. Hands off out of the weave out front to Newton. Newton now double team of Starzl and Haley. Right side pass gets it to Cooper. Cooper to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line left. Lobs it out between the circles for Henderson. Shot clock now at 10 seconds. Henderson between the circles. Sets up, wants the long three with the left hand off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound and is controlled by Nebraska Kearney. Through the lane, driving to the bucket, layup missed by Cooper, and a whistle underneath as the Cats try to fight for the rebound, and the foul will be on Northwest. And this will be Alex Sullivan getting called for a push inside. Alex with his first foul. Starzl to get to the breather as Kyle Schlake enters the game for Northwest. Inbound into the right corner goes to Drew Sankey, as he's checked in as well. Now right side Cooper. Finds Henderson between the circles. Left side pass for Cooper. To the left wing. Newton. Pierre Newton with the dribble trying to drive on Haley. The one-on-one with him through the lane to the bucket. The runner won't go. Fights for his rebound. Tip up in the air by Funk. Controlled by Nebraska Kearney. And Newton with his putback knocks it down and gives the Loafers a 15-13 lead. Right side pass telegraphed a little bit, almost stolen as Shields almost came away with a pass trying to go to Haley off that right side. Taylor Shipley into the game. He wasn't on the roster the last time these teams met back in December. Semester transfer into the program out of Pacific Palisades. Out to the top of key, Haley, right side Wallace. Now to Funk down the lane. Left-handed layup off is up and in. As Funk took it off the right side of the lane, drove through, put it up with his left hand off the glass, and ties the game up at 15. into the front court. Shipley hands off right side for Henderson. On the right wing, out of a trap out front, scoops the pass high right side for Sankey. Down the lane, strip loose, and is controlled by Northwest and Haley. Haley on the break, one on three, and is bumped as he takes the dribble through the circles, and a foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney. So Nebraska Kearney picking up the foul as Shipley just into the ballgame commits the foul. Right now Northwest with Haley, Slake, Wallace, Funk, and Williams, who just checked in for Northwest. Inbound from Haley all the way up front near the timeline for Wallace, who leaps up, brings it down, looks at the 2-3 zone out of Nebraska Kearney. Baseline right for Slake, kicks it back out top the key for Haley, right side for Williams. Cross court left for Wallace. Between the circles, 10.5 minutes left in the first half, game tied up at 15. Williams at the top, looks left side for Haley. Out front for Tyler Funk. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Now to Wallace between the circles. Dribbles out right side. Gives it to Williams, right wing, and three on the way from 20, knocks it down. Bryson Williams with his second three of the game. That's his 10th of the season, and Northwest up 18-15.
Now the two teams combined 7 of 10 from three-point range.
Between the circles, John Henderson looks right side, finds Shipley. Taylor Shipley guarded by Williams. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Tries to drive on Williams. Free throw line right. Takes the fadeaway off the front of the rim. No rebound, Haley, for the Cats. Haley clears it out at midcourt for Wallace on the fast break. Baseline right for Williams. Now to Wallace on the right wing. Drives through the lane. Kicks it left wing. Open, Haley. The fadeaway three off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside. Pull down. Shields with the rebound for the Loafers. Into the front court right side. Newton to the top of the key between the circle. Shields. The long three is good. And that's his third three of this first half. Came in with 50 threes on the season, and it's an 18-18 game. 9:20 left in the first half. Tyler Funk out between the circles. Left side for Williams. Low left on the baseline for Slake. Skip pass over the zone. Right side, Funk on the wing. The three up the front of the rim. No, and the rebound. Shields for Nebraska Kearney. Tied at 18. 9 minutes left in the first half. John Henderson, the senior out of Salt Lake City, Utah, looks left wing and finds on the wing with the pass Newton. Dribbles to the top of the key to the free throw line. Jumps up in the air. Goes right side for Shipley. Almost lost the dribble. Now through the lane as he goes inside. That foul coming up on Northwest. And Matt Wallace gets called for the reach in. Odie Wallace's first foul. 8:48 left in the half. And an 18-18 game. Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Two Northwest Missouri State University students exhibited their talents recently at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City. Nearly 1,400 agents attended a sold-out fundraiser January 26th at the museum to view work created by Northwest students J. Eric Simmons and Kim Pluskoda. The Party Arty event is put on annually by the Young Friends of the Art. This year's theme was Eternal Spring, which Simmons said fit well with his ceramic vessels resembling classical forms.
8:48 left in the first half. We're tied at 18. Northwest and Nebraska Kearney with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey.
Boy, the shooting, outside shooting, both teams, especially Nebraska Kearney. You mentioned Shields. 3 of 3 so far on three-point attempts. You talk about a guy here early. He was here before the women's game, shooting around, getting some work done. So I guess it shouldn't be a huge surprise that he's knocked down all threes attempted so far.
Taylor Shipley will inbound. And he's inbounding baseline right for the Loafers. Lobs it out, chased down by Henderson between the circles. Gats and man-to-man. They play man-to-man primarily all season long. I think they may have had a couple possessions in one game where they went to a 2-3 zone. Shipley at the free throw line, looks on the left side, and a jumper from 16 on the left. Won't go, taken or missed by Drew Sankey. Northwest with the rebound. Williams into the front court to the right side, pulls up, looks into the right corner. Haley with it. Between the circles, Funk, left side for Wallace. Then we're tied at 18, 8:20 left in the first half. Haley trying to look inside. Nothing there. Now goes to Wallace at the top of the key. Looks right side. Back to Haley. Shot clock's at 15. Haley dribbles top. Now pulls up free throw line left. Finds Wallace, rather Williams, cutting through. Takes a 13-foot jumper and the lane won't go. And the rebound to Shipley and Nebraska Kearney. On the break, trying to lead. Sankey does and misses the shot. And the rebound to Northwest. Cats got away with one that time as Funk will take it to the right wing. Out between the circles, Williams. Quick pass left side for Haley. Into left corner for Williams. Wants the three. A little line drive shot rims out in the fight for the rebound and a foul as Taylor Shipley came away with the board. He'll also get called for a push going for the rebound. That'll be his second foul.
At his forearm in the lower back of Tyler Funk and gave him a bit of a shove.
Drew Sankey to the sideline. Kendall Glidden back into the ball game. Quick inbound to Starzl. Tries to muscle up with a shot in the blocks off the right side. And they're going to call. What we got here? Travel?
Yeah.
So a travel coming up on Dylan Starzl. And the turnover will give it to Nebraska Kearney with 7:40 left in the first half. Shipley between the circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Gets it to Henderson. Henderson goes into a double team. As Starzl and Wallace try to pull the double team out front of Shipley. He takes a three-pointer, won't go. Haley underneath the bucket with the rebound for Northwest. Long pass on the break left side for Williams. A little out of control with his dribble, and it's knocked away by Glidden and picked up by Lopers. As Henderson will take it, top of the key. Just inside the arc, takes the jumper, well short, and the rebound to Haley for Northwest. He pushes the right side, Funk. Now to Haley, out top of the key, Williams. Left wing goes to Wallace. Still tied at 18, 7 minutes left in the half. Wallace on the right side to the top of the key for Funk, looking at the 2-3 zone. Now to Williams left side. Into the left corner for Funk, bounce pass low left for Haley. Turns, takes the jumper from 7, nothing but net. Haley with his first two of the game. Northwest up by 2, 20-18. Shipley into the front court off the left side, guarded by Williams. Bounce pass out front for Newton. Down the lane, right side, jumps up as he tries to spin past Funk. Good defense by Funk, forcing the travel, and the turnover right back to Northwest. Sullivan and Kozad into the game. Starzl to go to the sideline, and Wallace to get a breather. And Northwest up by 2, 6:32 left in the first half. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women, the winners, 71-52 over the Nebraska Kearney women. Into the front court, Williams, left side for Funk. Now to Sullivan between the circles. Right side gets it to Williams. Top of the key for Haley. Back on the wing right for Williams. Bounce pass low right in the blocks for Kozad. And a double team spins away up with a shot. A little bit too far underneath the bucket. Off the side of the backboard. And the rebound comes to Shipley for Nebraska Kearney. On the left side. Shields. Now they swing it right side on the wing for Cooper. All right for Glidden. Trying to post up with Kozad. Out to the top of the key for Shields. Shields with a pass to the left corner for Shipley. Now out for Henderson with 10 on the shot clock. 5:47 left in the half. Northwest up by 2. Henderson to the right wing with the dribble. Going one-on-one with Funk to the free throw line. Right side for Cooper with 2 on the shot clock. Between the circles, a 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped inside. And it's controlled by Northwest. Sullivan clears it away. On the break, left side for Haley on the wing. Out top for Williams. 5.5 minutes left in the half. Northwest up by 2. Now Sullivan, a long 3 off the right side. About a 25-footer too hard in the rebound to Cooper and Nebraska Kearney. Still a 2-point game. Northwest Missouri State up. Into the front court, Shipley looks off the right wing. Gets it to Henderson. Now to Glidden, spins at the free throw line. Between the circles, Shipley. Getting a screen by Glidden. Ball knocked loose by Williams, but it rolls left side, controlled by Thomas Cooper for Nebraska Kearney. Shot clock inside of 10 seconds once again for the Loafers. Out front, Henderson, the long three at the left hand, knocks it down. And for Henderson, his second three of the game, and a 1-point Loafer lead, 21-20. Williams for the Cats goes cross-court right side for Haley, and left side for Funk. Baseline left side for Kozad, trying to post up, and ball dribbled on the baseline out of bounds. It'll go on to Nebraska Kearney. We've got a timeout. It's 4:35 left in the first half. The Loafers 21, Northwest 20. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MerrivilleMo.org.
21-20, Northwest Missouri State trailing Nebraska Kearney, 4:35 left in the first half. It's past 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Loafers with it following the timeout. They lead by one over Northwest. Right side is Henderson. Trying to go along the right into the corner for Tyler Shields. Have a pick and roll. Now in the out front left side for Cooper. To Henderson. Top of the key. It's picked by Shields and the pass is tipped away by Wallace. Picked up by Kozad. Northwest on the break. Into the front court left side Wallace. Looks right side on the wing for Sullivan. Between the circles for Wallace. Left side for Williams. High post left Kozad. Bounce low left for Starzl. Out of Williams, out front for Wallace. They swing it right side for Sullivan. Sullivan on the wing, bounce pass low right for Starzl. Out of a double team, and a whistle as he's double teamed, and we've got a timeout. So breaking the action here, Northwest Missouri State with 3:54 left in the first half. Wants the timeout. 21-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. There'll be 14 seconds on the shot clock. 3:54 left in the half.
Shows you how important each possession is in this game. I mean, the game that I don't think has been wider than a three-point margin for either team so far. It's been a very closely contested game, and you don't want to waste any possessions. Stars will trap down on that baseline, and Nebraska Kearney doing a good job of using that baseline as a third defender and really making that trap a little bit tighter, forcing the timeout.
Jazz will come out of the timeout with Kozad, Starzl, Sullivan, Williams, and Wallace, the starting five for the Cats tonight. They'll inbound baseline right with 14 seconds on the shot clock. A quick inbound right side for Sullivan. High post right, Kozad. Low post right side for Starzl. Off of the shot off glass. Good. Muscled it up over Kendall Glidden. And for Dylan Starzl, 6 points tonight. And Northwest with a one-point lead, 22-21. 3:38 left in the half out front. Left side, Cooper. Between the circles. Scoops the handoff on the right for Henderson. Henderson bounces it low right for Glidden. Posting up and trying to drive on Starzl as he does. Starzl trying to push him to the baseline underneath the bucket. We're going to call for the foul, and that will be Dylan Starzl's first foul. 22-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:27 left in the half. Inbound baseline right for Henderson. Takes the 15-foot jumper off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound, Sullivan for Northwest. There's it away for Wallace. Pushes it into the front court from our right to our left. Now to Sullivan on the right wing. Has the ball knocked out of his hands by Shipley, but he scoops it out front for Williams. Left side, Wallace. Again, looking at the 2-3 zone. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Bounce pass for Kozad, and it goes low for Starzl. Off the glass and good. Put it up and muscled over Glidden once again. 8 points for Starzl, and Northwest in front, 24-21. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Shipley into the front court. Looks and finds high post right side. Kendall Glidden trying to dribble down the lane right on Starzl. To the right baseline. Out front right side, Cooper. Now on the left for Shipley. Shipley double teamed out front with 13 on the shot clock. Dribbles away from it. Hooks the pass left side for Shields. He wants the three and knocks it down. He's red hot from outside. 12 points for Shields, all coming on at three pointers tonight. And it's a tie game at 24. Whistle underneath the bucket, away from the ball, and a foul coming up. Shipley will get called for another push. That will be his third foul since coming into this ball game midway through the first half.
Shields 4 of 4 on three-point attempts.
Newton into the game and Shipley to the sideline for Nebraska Kearney. Sullivan will inbound to Wallace left side. 2:20 left in the half. Wallace to the top of the key. Right side, Williams. Right baseline in the corner for Sullivan. The three up the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. And it is saved inbounds by Glidden and controlled by Newton. As Nebraska Kearney had to fight to save that one in. Cooper originally was on the baseline, tossing it inbounds. And Glidden trying to balance the baseline as well. And now midcourt a foul on Wallace as Henderson with the dribble. And Wallace with the reach in. And for Matt Wallace, that's his second foul. Haley into the game and Williams to the sideline for Northwest.
And that's one area you don't want to see Wallace in foul trouble with Connor Kirker out tonight. Now Wallace locks his hands behind his lower back.
Join the circles, Henderson. Bounce pass at the free throw line for Glidden. And he tries to go to Newton, cutting to the bucket, misses the layup. Ball knocked out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Cats had four players underneath the bucket trying to come up with the rebound, and none of them could hold on to it. Williams back in, and Wallace to the sideline. Tied up at 24, 150, rather 145 left in the first half. Henderson lobs it all the way up front, chased down by Newton near the timeline. Double right side on Haley, right in front of us. Out between the circles, swings it left side for Cooper. Gets a pick by Glidden. Right side for Henderson. 1.5 minutes left in the first half. Finding Glidden cutting through the lane, off the glass, and good off the left side. Kendler Glidden with his first two of the game, and it's a 26-24 Loper lead over Northwest as the lead goes back and forth in this first half. Williams on the left wing, front of the scorer's table. It's cross court right side for Sullivan. Thought about it, instead goes to Williams, left side to Haley. Haley with the dribble to the top of the key. Now to Williams on the right side. Just over a minute left. Williams a jump stop at the free throw line, tries to dump it low right for Starzl, and it's tipped away, picked up by Henderson, who will save it inbound. Now they give it to Henderson, who will go from our left to our right, under a minute left in the half, and a 2-point Loper lead over Northwest. Henderson with the dribble to the right wing, hands off out of a weave right for Cooper. It was out between the circles, looks left side for Newton. Newton to the top of the key, to the free throw line, pulls up. Trying to look low with it, instead lobs it to the right wing for Shields. Shields to the free throw line. Pivots, goes left side. Henderson, shot clock at 2. Henderson gets caught up there, ball knocked loose by Williams, controlled by Haley for Northwest. Good job on the defense for the Cats that trip down. A 2-point Loper lead over Northwest, 17 seconds left in the half as Northwest looks for the last shot. Williams near midcourt. Holds on to the ball as Henderson steps out after him now with 8 seconds on the clock. Into the right corner, Haley with 6. Back pedals, wants a 3 on the wing, and it won't go. Rebound pulled away by Cooper. Cooper at midcourt. Launches the jumper, and it's off to the left as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. So the Lopers will go into the locker room at halftime with a 2-point lead over Northwest. It's Nebraska Kearney 26, Northwest 24. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
And welcome back to halftime at Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State. In this one, in front of Northwest, 26-24 as Nebraska Kearney in front of the Bearcats. I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, it's been first half where both teams on the perimeter doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, and I tell you, really the big difference for the Lopers having the lead here is
Shields. I mean, he's 4-4 from three-point range, and you know, even a couple of those came with a hand in his face. He was well defended, but still knocked the shot down. So he's made it look easy, but they hit six threes in that first half. Northwest did get four threes to kind of help them keep pace, but you know, the Cats kind of doing what they wanted to do. They've only allowed seven fast break points, and they've gotten Nebraska Kearney into their half-court offense, but thanks to them knocking down some threes, mainly from Shields, that's really got them playing better in the half-court offense than what I think Northwest thought they'd be able to do.
I think one thing you might be able to see Northwest in the second half do a little bit better job of getting the ball inside to Starzl and maybe Kozad there. I know they've done a fairly decent job of forcing Starzl a little bit deep on the baseline, but I think that play is there for Northwest if they can get a nice entry pass in.
Yeah, and even when Starzl does get a little bit deep, get a little bit too far underneath the basket, he's been able to get himself back out in position to hit a shot just because he's playing stronger inside than what he's going up against defensively. But you're right, I think we'll see them try to pound it inside to him. I mean, that's, again, another advantage for Northwest, that inside game. They just don't have the size and strength inside that Northwest can throw at them. So something I'm sure they'll focus on. You know, if they need to hit a couple of threes here or there, I hope they don't get into where they feel like they've got to take threes, because they won't need to. But, you know, it won't hurt to hit a couple more of those as well.
We're at the half with Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest, 26-24. Again, the Loafers in front of the Bearcats. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, to talk about the Bearcats' 71-52 victory over Nebraska Kearney this evening. We'll be back at that for you in 2 minutes. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 26-24, the University of Nebraska Kearney men with the lead over Northwest Missouri State here at the half. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women picked up a 71-52 win over Nebraska Kearney. For Northwest in that game, 19 points and 10 rebounds out of Maggie Marnin led the way. Marnin was 9 of 10 from the field in this ball game. Also 14 points for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with 6 rebounds in the game as well. I also had to throw in Marnin with 4 blocked shots in the ball game for the Cats. 13 points for Meredith Scott coming off the bench for Northwest tonight. She pulled down 5 rebounds, had a 3-pointer, and 3 assists in the ball game. Also 10 points in this one for Monique Stevens, who was perfect shooting tonight. 4 of 4 from the field. She was 2 of 2 from 3-point range. Also had 6 assists for the Cats. Ashley Nelson with 7 assists to lead Northwest as the Bearcats finished with 23 assists on 31 made shots tonight. So really a lot of good ball movement. They got a lot of easy shots and shot 57% from the field because of that ball movement and many of those assists that we saw from them tonight. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, they were led by Queen Ohamara, who finished with 12 points and 6 rebounds. 10 points out of Ivy Jones. Jones, who is the second leading scorer on this team, but making a return from a hamstring injury, did not see action last week. She didn't look herself and was not 100% in this game tonight, but still, coming off the bench, ended up with 10 points in this ball game. 8 points apiece for Laramie Lewis, who was 2 of 3 from 3-point range. She hit 2 of the 3 three-pointers that Nebraska Kearney had in this ball game tonight. As I mentioned, 8 for Sarah Hicks as well. Hicks ended up with a team-high 5 assists in the ball game for the Lopers. Some of the team numbers out of this one: Northwest Missouri State, as I mentioned, shot 57% from the field. They were 31 of 54 tonight. And that included 4 of 17 shooting from 3-point range, so a lot of their misses coming from outside the arc. They were 5 of 8 at the free throw line in the ball game as well. For Nebraska Kearney, they shot 37% from the field, 23 of 62. They were 3 of 15 from 3-point range and 3 of 7 at the free throw line, with all of their free throw attempts coming in the second half of this one. They did not attempt one in the first half, and for Northwest, they attempted just 2 in the first half. But Gats outscoring Nebraska Kearney in the paint, 48 to 30 as well. That was one area where they knew they would have a strength or an advantage over Nebraska Kearney, and were able to take advantage of that tonight. Joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. Coach, we were talking before the game that you may need a little bit of help, but the big key was you had to get a couple of wins this week, and you got that started here tonight with, well, not a perfect game, a solid game for the team, and a bigger win this time around than the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, we got the result, I guess. I mean, I didn't love the effort offensively. We, you know, we moved the ball, got good shots, lots of assists, made the shots. You know, it's kind of been, my word's been immature, and I don't completely mean that in a bad way. Just, you know, as a team in a game, we thought we were going to win. We thought we had better personnel than they did. That was kind of our honest assessment. And starting even in Monday's practice and Tuesday, we just didn't quite have that same energy, that effort, the focus, even the demeanor. And then at shoot around today, we were just not completely into it. And I think it's probably mostly a young team that hasn't been in this situation very much. And so I think we learned the lesson. I mean, we ended up winning by 19. We thought it should have been probably put away a lot earlier than it was.
Well, you talk about the ball movement. It seemed like when your team was moving the ball, you got a lot of really easy looks out of it down low. And some of those were a lot of those quick passes, and like you talked about, passing up maybe a shot to get a better shot.
Yeah, well, we did, and we went inside out. They weren't doubling the post, which we hadn't seen in a while. So Maggie got some good opportunities, Annie when she had the opportunities. And, you know, we missed the early threes when we didn't do that. And then when we got the ball and worked through the paint inside out, we started making at least a few threes to get us going. I thought Timber was really active tonight. That was the best she's been in a while. And Merity, I mean, a few lapses for her that, you know, just we noticed as a coaching staff. You know, the normal fan wouldn't, but her energy was great. She got some steals. It led to some early offense. So that up-and-down kind of game fits her personnel and her, the way she plays pretty well.
I know kind of between ball games, we were kind of back there chatting about, you know, the way the scenarios have played out. You got a little bit of the help you needed, not all that we can hope for tonight. But the big thing is you still got to go out and get a win on Saturday against a good Truman team.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I think we've figured out that a win gets us 8 or 9 for sure. We need a little help from Central Oklahoma, I guess, to get into the 8 now to be Southern. And a loss keeps us, I don't know, anywhere from probably 9, 10, or 11, somewhere in that mix. So a lot to play for. It's going to be a huge game. That's what it really means. And we work hard for this opportunity to play at home on senior night to make, you know, make an impact or at least affect your standing in the conference tournament.
And I guess that's it's a learning opportunity, having something to play for like that. While you're not playing for a conference title in the regular season, it kind of teaches a young team that if you have something to play for, what kind of effort you need to be putting out at that time.
Yeah, no, every one of these games late in the year when we're playing for a lot, you know, it's huge for our team. We need to be put in this situation tonight on the road. We need the situation Saturday against a quality team in Truman at home. Hopefully it's a pretty good environment, and we'll see how we respond. And then obviously go into the conference tournament when it's, you know, win or lose, you know, win or go home, you know, situations. And we haven't been in that yet. We don't know how these kids are going to respond. so we need to kind of start playing a little bit more desperate basketball.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Women. Again, their win tonight, 71-52 over Nebraska Kearney at the half of the men's matchup. Nebraska Kearney with a 26-24 lead over the Northwest men. When we come back, we'll look at some of the first half numbers. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State senior Tyler Shaw will be the lone representative of Bearcat Track and Field at the 2013 NCAA 2 Indoor Track and Field National Championships next month. Shaw returns to the national championship meet in the 60-meter hurdles after sitting out the 2012 indoor season. The senior set a Northwest school record in the 60-meter hurdles at the Concordia Invitational and proceeded to break his own record in grand fashion at the 2011 National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus. Northwest Missouri State down by two at the half, trailing UNK 26-24. As we look at the totals out of the first half, Northwest shooting 41% from the field, 9 of 22. They're 4 of 12 from three-point range and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. The Loafers, 40% from the field, 10 of 25, 6 of 10 on three-pointers. And the Loafers yet to get to the free throw line in this game. Rebounding totals, Nebraska Kearney with 15, Northwest with 13. UNK with 6 turnovers, Northwest with 5. And individually, no one in double figures for Northwest. They're paced by Dylan Starzl with 8 points. And for Nebraska Kearney, 12 points for Tyler Shields. He's 4-4 on three-pointers to lead both teams in scoring out of the first half. Again, at halftime, Northwest Missouri State down by 2, trailing Nebraska Kearney 26-24. Back to ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus, we're about ready for a second half play. Northwest trailing Nebraska Kearney 26-24. It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 20 more minutes left in this one, Matt, and still anybody's game.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I suspect that we're probably going to see similar to what we saw in that first half. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what adjustments the two teams make. Like I said, Northwest, game plan-wise, I think really had Nebraska Kearney going the way they wanted them to go. But I just don't think Nebraska Kearney can continue to shoot as well from the outside as they did in the first half, and that could be a big difference in the second half.
Nebraska Kearney averaging 72 points a game, but they give up 78 on the season. Northwest coming in averaging 66 points per game and giving up only 60. That's tops in the MIAA and also among the leaders in the Division II, 15th nationally in scoring defense. One thing, though, Nebraska Kearney, pretty good three-point shooting team, third in the MIAA three-point shooting percentage. Now off the inbound, Henderson takes him to the front court, lost the handle, and goes into the backcourt, and Northwest Missouri State will have it now to start the second half, down by two. 26-24, Northwest Missouri State trails this one. What was a relatively low-scoring first half. On the left side, Sullivan. Now to Williams, cross court right side for Wallace.
Looks into the lane for Starzl. Kicks it back out. Left side. Williams with a three off the front of the rim. No, off the backboard. And it's picked up by Sullivan. Will bring it back out. So Northwest has set up the offense. Sullivan on the right wing. Trying to look inside. Instead goes between the circles. Wallace. Left side. Williams. Wallace right side. Inside the arc. Into the right corner for Sullivan. Wants the three. Got it. Nothing but in. So a three-pointer by Alex Sullivan. His second three of the game. He's got 6 points tonight. And that gives Northwest the one-point lead. 27-26. Into the front court, Anderson dribbles right side on Wallace to the right wing, Cooper. Sullivan picks him up, Cooper a little bit of an advantage and a foul as Sullivan get called for a little bump of the elbow that time. Cooper at 6'5", Sullivan at 6 feet. Sullivan will pick up his second foul. The inbound goes to Anderson on the right side. It was out near the timeline. Nebraska Kearney in this second half going from our right to our left. Cross court pass thrown away. Heck, wanted to go to Cooper, didn't pop out, and it will belong to Northwest off the unforced timeout, or turnover by Henderson, and that has the coaching staff for the Lopers wanting a timeout. So breaking the action, 18:57 left in the game. Northwest 27, Nebraska Kearney 26. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
18:57 left in the game. Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, 27-26. Northwest will inbound after a turnover by the Loafers. Wallace will bring it from our left to our right. Tyler Funk checked in for the Bearcats during that timeout. He's into the game along with Starzl, Sullivan, Wallace, and Williams. Funk at the free throw line. Left side for Wallace. Cross court right side Williams. Quick pass baseline right for Sullivan. Drives the baseline. Cut off. And he throws it away. Trying to go out front with it. Chased down by Wallace at the timeline. Gets it to Williams. Williams through the line. Into the right corner for Sullivan. Sullivan drives. Lays it up. And in with a scoop. That layup hit the very low part of the backboard. Was able to muscle it up and in. And Northwest up by 3, 29-26. On the left side on the wing, Cooper. Guarded by Williams. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now with the left-handed dribble through the lane. Drives, turns, takes the jump over Sullivan. Misses off the left badly. And the rebound, Williams for Northwest. On the fast break, right side, Sullivan sets up and wants the three in front of the Bearcat bench. Rittens around and out. Rebound, the putback by Starzl. No, but a foul. And this will get Dillon to the free throw line.
Chance for Northwest to gain the biggest lead for either team in this game. Both teams have had 3 point leads at one point in time, but none bigger so far.
Here, Newton with the foul. His first. Starzl at the free throw line shooting two and misses the first one too hard. Starzl now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. It's the only player in this game to go to the line. Nebraska Kearney yet to get to the free throw line. Starzl early in the first half knocked down a couple free throws, and that's been it. Second free throw coming for Starzl, and that one's too hard as well. And the rebound, Cooper, as he pulls it away for Nebraska Kearney. 29-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Taylor Shipley checking into the ball game. Now brings it to Cooper, free throw line. Left side is Newton on the wing. Getting a screen by Glidden through the lane to the bucket on the right side. Drives, misses it, and the rebound, Northwest Sullivan. Now it goes to Wallace as they break it into the front court. Wallace slows it down. The Loafers back on defense. Off the left wing, Williams now to Funk between the circles. Right side, Wallace. Go right for Starzl. Kicks it back to Wallace. Cross court left for Williams to the lane. Back right side, Wallace. Into the right corner, Sullivan. The three on the way. It's off the back of the rim and the rebound pulled down by Shields for Nebraska Kearney. He'll give it up to Shipley across the timeline. Now hesitation drive. Brings it out top the key. Glidden, the post player with the three out front. Won't go. Wallace clears it away for Northwest with the rebound. Pushes it across the timeline. Left side, Sullivan in the baseline, left to the bucket, drives, reverse layup off the right side, won't go, rebound into the line, Cooper for the Lopers. And they'll break it across the timeline right to the left. The left side for Newton. Off the wing, guarded by Funk. Dribbles with the right hand, through the lane, into the right corner, finds Shields to three, rims and rounded out, his first miss of the game, and an outlet from Starzl goes to Wallace across the timeline, left to right. Now left side for Williams, down the lane to the bucket, drives, lays it up and misses the layup, and the rebound Cooper for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest missing some opportunities offensively early in the second half. Cats up by three, 29-26, 16-30 left in the game. Cooper, the bounce pass to the right wing, Shipley. Takes it top of the key to the free throw line. Takes the jumper over Starzl. Arching up and in. High arching jump shot that time. And he got it to fall. That's his first bucket of the game. And it's a one-point game. Northwest in front 29-28. Wallace cross court left side. Williams. Now to Wallace on the right. Looking at the 2-3 zone. Into the left corner for Sullivan. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Up with the shot. Misses. Gets his board another time. And we'll get to the free throw line. As he was fouled by Kendall Glidden, who will pick up his second foul. It looks like Starzl taking a shot to the cheek that time, trying to go up for the shot.
Yeah, got poked in the left eye, as a matter of fact.
So he's up, walking around the top of the key, trying to shake it off as he gets to the free throw line. Starzl now 2 of 4 on the game. And his free throw, too hard once again. Jones, a 64% shooter at the free throw line. Glidden goes to the sideline, and Drew Sankey in the game. Sankey, a 6'6 senior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Saw a couple minutes playing time in the first half. One-point game, Northwest up, 29-28. And the opportunity by Starzl, too hard once again. Haley tips it, tries to keep it alive, goes to Sullivan, lays it up and in with the left hand off the left side of the bucket. And 11 points for Alex Sullivan. Northwest in front, 31-28. Left side, yeah, Shipley hands off on the wing to Sankey. Sankey turns, faces the bucket, drives on Starzl into the lane. Kicks it right side for Shields, who brings it out to the top of the key. Cooper at the free throw line. Out, out front for Shipley. Working a screen by Sankey. Down the lane he goes. Pulls up. Takes the jumper from 7. Air ball on the rebound to Northwest. Wallace on the fast break. Leading Haley. Chases it into the right corner. Pulls up. Lobs it out front for Wallace. Accelerates through the lane. Dishes right side. Haley on the wing. Wide open with the 3. It's good. D'Angelo Haley with his first 3 of the game. 46th of the season. Northwest with a 34-28 lead over Nebraska Kearney. Nebraska Kearney scoring just 2 points so far in the second half. Shipley hands off for Newton to the free throw line, drives, takes the jumper too hard, and another rebound for Northwest. Starzl this time clears it and gives it to Wallace. Wallace behind the back with the dribble at the top of the key, tries to hand off to Starzl, knocked away by Shipley, but picked up by Wallace. Left side, Haley on the wing, the 3 on the way, rims around and out, and the rebound inside Shields. He clears it for the Lopers. Alec to Cooper, into the front court right side. 34-28 Northwest, just under 15 minutes left in the game. Shipley to the free throw line, through the lane, and that whistle as he goes driving through. Reach in coming up on Northwest. Foul will be on Bryson Williams. That'll be his first. Timeout with 14:31 left in the game. Northwest 34 and Nebraska Kearney 28. Back to Kearney, Nebraska, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The overwhelming response by Northwest Missouri State University employees and students to a renewed effort to curtail energy usage resulted in more than $60,000 savings during the month of December. Prior to its winter break, Northwest asked students and employees to reduce campus energy use by taking simple actions such as lowering thermostats and turning off and unplugging items. The response and additional conservation measures taken by Northwest Facility Services led to a 17% drop from the previous year.
34-28, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. 14-31 left in the game. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest playing pretty good defense here in the second half.
Yeah, they really are. You know, you take a look at the fact that we're 5.5 minutes into the second half, and they've only given up 2 points so far to Nebraska Kearney in this half. So they've outscored Nebraska Kearney 10-2 to start the half.
34-28, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. Gophers inbound, baseline left underneath their own bucket. They ask John Henderson back into the ballgame for UNK. Tries to inbound and gets a timeout called before getting a five count on him. Or did they get the five count first? They did, so he didn't get the timeout in time. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound off the turnover. Again, good defense by the Bearcats. Into the front court, left side, Williams. Cross court right for Wallace. Goes back cross court left for Williams. They put catch out on the perimeter of that 2-3 zone. Wallace bounce pass high for Funk. Down the lane he goes. And it wasn't a foul as Funk knocked to the floor. And this one will go on Newton. Yes, Pierre Newton picks up his second foul.
So we talked about how Tyler Funk ends up on the floor a lot because of his hustle. And usually he goes down awkwardly like he did that time.
Inbound for Northwest. Wallace lobs it all the way up front for Haley, who brings it down with his right arm and will give it to Williams. Off the right wing with it is Wallace. Out of Williams, left side for Haley. D'Angelo with the dribble. Brings it back right side for Wallace. To Funk at the top of the key. Looks on the left side for Haley. Haley to Wallace on the right side to the free throw line. Finds baseline for Funk. Gives it to Kozak, cutting the bucket. Funk was underneath the bucket just at the waist. Just quickly a touch pass to Kozad down the lane, and Grant comes up with his first bucket of the game. 36-28, Northwest Missouri State in front, 13-38 left in the game. On the right side, Henderson, top of the key, through the lane, jump stop, kicks it left side to Newton, drives, and whistles. He went driving to the bucket. And this one will go on Northwest, and Matt Wallace will pick up his third foul. Three team fouls on the Bearcats in the second half.
I think what we're seeing in this second half is Northwest is getting out of Nebraska Kearney what they anticipated, get them into their half-court set, and they just don't play quite as well offensively, and we're starting to see that here in the second half.
Newton at the lines, free throw rims out. Nebraska Kearney, fourth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage, 75.9%. And that just the first free throw of the game for Nebraska Kearney. Second free throw on the way, that one's good. 36-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now at midcourt, a little out of control with the dribble is D'Angelo Haley. A little high dribble gets called for a carry, and the ball will go to Nebraska Kearney. Tyler Shields to inbound and gives the inbound to John Henderson, who will take it across midcourt left side. Off the left wing, hands off. Newton to the top of the key, to the free throw line, drives the bucket on the right side, high off the glass, won't go, rebound tip goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. Sullivan and Kozad trying to fight for the rebound for the Cats. 13-14 left, Northwest 36, Nebraska Kearney 29. Tyler Shields with the inbound into the right corner for Henderson. Drives on Sullivan, free throw line right. Now back to Sankey. Sankey with a jumper just inside the arc, short off the front of the rim. Rebound Haley for Northwest. Alec Funk. Out of Williams across midcourt. Left side for Haley on the wing to the left baseline. Brings it out front Funk. Right side for Williams. Back to Haley on the left wing. Thought about the three. Instead holds it. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Now to Williams on the right wing. It was out between the circles. Left side, Haley with a three on the wing. Knocks it down as he falls to the floor. Haley thought he might have been fouled, but he still knocks that down at the line drive that just barely cleared the rim. And Northwest up by 10. 39-29. Northwest Missouri State in front. To the free throw line, Henderson. The left-handed jumper is short. Rebound Northwest as it just barely grazed the rim. Haley with another rebound. Continuing to do a good job on the boards. Right side for Funk. Now Haley on the left wing, trying to look inside. Finds Funk cutting through the lane, dribbles to the left wing. Tyler brings it out between the circles. Williams, right side for Haley. Haley at the free throw line for Funk. One dribble in the lane. Bounce pass to the right corner, Sullivan. Shot clock at 14. Skip pass over the zone. Left side, Williams. Brings it out between the circles with the dribble. Seven on the shot clock. Williams. Dribbles right side to the wing, almost lost the handle on the dribble. Now forces it between the circles with the three, grazes the rim, and the rebound to Nebraska Kearney and Thomas Cooper. Across the timeline right, Henderson. Off the right wing to the free throw line. Bounce pass baseline right. Driving whistle and a foul coming up as they give it to Drew Sankey. Driving the baseline. Cut off and a block foul coming up on Northwest. And that time the foul on Bryson as Bryson Williams will pick up the foul. Now instead we're going to give it on Grant Cozad. So Cozad picks up his first foul. Grant to the sideline. Dylan Starrs will end the game. 10-point Northwest lead, 39-29. Inbound into the right corner. Goes to Sankey. Out front Cooper. Right side for Henderson. Baseline right. They bring it out front left. Tyler Shields. Shields picked up by Funk. Cross court right side for Henderson. Shot clock's at 17. A little hook pass right side. Jumper put up from 15. Good as Sankey knocks it down. His first two of the game. Northwest in front, 39-31. And to the front court, Bryson Williams between the circles, right side, Haley. Still 2-3 zone out of the loafers. On the left wing, Williams. Right side on the wing for Haley. Drives, jump stop in the lane, up with a shot through that zone, misses it with the air ball. Got his rebound back and a foul inside. This one will go on Thomas Cooper. That'll be Cooper's first foul. 39-31, Northwest in front.
9 minutes into the second half, just two field goals in this second half so far for the Lopers.
Inbound left side, Haley on the wing, thought about the three, goes to Williams in the left corner, open from three-point range, too hard, and Cooper with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. Clears up across the timeline, right to left, through the lane, to the bucket, and off the glass, good. He went coast-to-coast with it, and knocks it in, his first bucket of the game. 39-33, Northwest in front, but Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout. 10:45 left in the Cats in front, 39-33, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
10:45 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney, 39-33. We're at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. And for Bearcats, is Coach Ben McCollum wanting a quick timeout after a easy bucket by the Lopers. Lopers going to some full court pressure off the timeout as Williams will take it in the front court. Dribbles right side. Northwest in their trail in green uniforms with the black numerals and white trim. Off the left side. Williams cross court right side for Haley. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Sullivan with the dribble goes low inside for Starzl and a reach around foul coming up. This will go on at the Lopers and Drew Sankey will pick up his first foul. Just the fifth team foul on UNK, so Northwest will inbound baseline right. Williams inbounds into the left corner, finds Sullivan, the three, nothing but net from the left corner. Alex Sullivan with 14 points in Northwest Missouri State in front, 42-33. Sullivan had 8 threes against Missouri Western last Wednesday. He has 3 tonight. Right side, Sankey. Sets up inside the arc, takes the jumper from 17. No, the putback on the left side, crashing the board hard with Tyler Shields. He went in contested, crashing the board from the left wing and knocks it down, and it's a 42-35 Northwest lead. Into the front court, Funk races to the free throw line. Into the right corner, there's Sullivan, a three that time, too hard off the left side of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Cooper and Nebraska Kearney. On the break right side, Henderson sets up, wants a three over it. Funk misses, long rebound chased by Sankey. Essels gets it to Henderson, lost the handle on the ball, and will go out of bounds belonging to Northwest. Breaking the action, 9:39 left in the game. Northwest 42, Nebraska Kearney 35. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MerrivilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
9:39 left in the game, Northwest 42, UNK 35. Cats were down by two at halftime. Went on a 12-2 run in this second half. And they've led by as much as 10 in this ball game. Nebraska Kearney has led by as much as 3. It's been a close one throughout, but the Cats right now in front 42-35. And Northwest will look at full court pressure out in Nebraska Kearney as the inbound comes to Wallace. Wallace will dribble to the timeline. 2-2-1 pressure out of the Loafers into the front court for Funk. Now back to Wallace. Starzl, Williams, Sullivan, and Funk on the floor off the right side. Wallace. Right baseline, they get it to Sullivan. Now they swing it out left for Williams. Williams cross court right side for Wallace. With the dribble to the free throw line left. Spires the dribble, scoops the pass to Williams, drives the lane, dishes low right side, Starzl off the glass, and good. Dylan Starzl in double figures with 10 points. That's his first bucket of the second half, and it's a 44-35 Northwest lead with 9 minutes left in the game. Anderson out front with the dribble with the left hand. Scoops the pass on the left side for Pierre Newton. Newton at the top of the key. Pulls up. Guarded by Williams on the left side. The pass goes Henderson. Henderson chased by Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side. There's Sankey. Takes the jumper from 18. Well, going the rebound, Wallace for Northwest. Puts on the left sideline across the timeline to the top of the key. Right side pass for Williams. Back to Wallace. Right corner. Out front with a pass for Funk. Down the lane he goes. Tries trying to go low for Starzl. Ball knocked loose by Henderson. Stays it inbounds. Goes to Starzl. Lays it up off the left side and in. Dylan Starzl with 12 points in Northwest in front. 46-35. Their largest lead of the game now at 11. 8:16 left. Out to the top of the key. Henderson backs out. Wants the top of the key. Three. Got it. John Henderson with 11 points. That's his first bucket of the second half, and it's a 46-38 Northwest lead, just over 8 minutes left in the game. Williams on the left wing. Cross court right side, Wallace. They swing it into the left corner for Sullivan. Back to Williams on the left side. It was to the top of the key. Right side finds Wallace trying to lead Starzl a little bit too far inside, and a whistle and a foul coming up, and this will go on Drew Sankey with a hold inside. One of the reasons Starzl couldn't get through the ball, and Sankey will pick up his second foul. 16 foul on Nebraska Kearney. Northwest inbound, baseline right. Cooper to the sideline and Shipley in for the Loafers. And that will get Haley off the bench for Northwest and into the ballgame as Tyler Funk will take a seat. 7:48 left, Northwest 46, UNK 38. Wallace with inbound left corner for Sullivan. Bounce pass low left for Starzl trying to go up in a double team. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Taylor Shipley coming over off the help side. And Northwest inbound baseline left. Got 32 seconds on the shot clock. 7:44 left in the game. Wallace trying to inbound. Lobs it all the way up front. Chased down by Haley near the timeline. Now to Williams. Dribbles right side. Loper stayed in that 2-3 zone the entire game. Williams on the right side. Trying to look in there, and now instead goes left side for Haley into the left corner for Sullivan, drives the baseline, shot off glass, won't go in a block foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney.
It's the second straight trip down that Shields has tried to draw a charge down low. The first time it was a no call. This time we'll send Sullivan to the free throw line.
Seventh team foul on Nebraska Kearney. For Shields, his first foul of the game. And it gets Sullivan to the line where he's an 85% shooter this year, 23 of a 27. Knee bend and the free throw rims out. It's his first trip to the line tonight. Northwest now 2 of 7 at the free throw line as a team. 46-38. Northwest in front. Bearcats this season 10th in the conference in free throw shooting. Second free throw is good by Sullivan. Shooting percentage as a team, though, has been improving at the line. They're up to 70.5% at the free throw line coming into tonight's game. Shifling in the front court right side, being pressured by Sullivan, and throws it away. Tried to go on the right side for Shields. He couldn't get it on that sideline. It goes out of bounds. Good defense out on the perimeter by the Bearcats.
Yeah, it really caught him off guard.
47-38, Northwest Missouri State in front, 7:17 left. Wallace into the front court, looks left side on the wing for Haley. Lobs it cross court right side. Now to Haley on the left wing. Haley to the left baseline, drives a long bounce pass into the right corner for Sullivan. He'll take it through the lane, now kicks it back into the right corner for Haley. Sets up, wants a three in front of the Bearcat bench, nothing but net. D'Angelo Haley in double figures with 11 points. Northwest up 50-38. Into the front court right side, Henderson to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Crossover dribble down the lane he goes. Drives on Wallace, won't go. Rebound Shields as he crashes the board and puts it up and in. Shields does a good job crashing the board from the wing, and that time was able to get the rebound and the putback. Back to a 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 50-40. 6.5 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Wallace. There's cross court right for Haley. As now Nebraska Kearney jumps into man-to-man defense. Haley through the lane, spins, and knocks it down from 5 feet. D'Angelo Haley with 13 points. Northwest back to a 12-point lead. Into the front court. Henderson at the top of the key. Looks right side on the wing. Sankey gives it to Shields. Out between the circles, Henderson. 6 minutes left. Now on the baseline, Newton drives, misses the shot, but a whistle and a foul coming up. And this one to go on Northwest, and Alex Sullivan will pick up his third foul. Northwest with a couple guards into some foul trouble now. Wallace and Sullivan each with three fouls apiece. And as Matt mentioned back in the first half, Northwest playing without Connor Crooker tonight. Newton at the line to shoot a couple. And the first one off the front of the rim. Newton, normally a pretty good free throw shooter, 79% on the year, 1 of 3 from there tonight. Sullivan to the sideline as Tyler Funk back into the game. 52-40, Northwest Missouri State up. Newton's second free throw off the front of the rim as well, and Wallace with the rebound. They'll give it, and now we'll take it across the timeline right, into the front court right side. Being chased by Shipley, who's all over him, and goes out between the circles. Funk now to Williams on the left wing. Williams out between the circles, looks to Wallace. Now low right for Starzl on the blocks. Bobs it back right side for Williams, back to Starzl. And low post right side, forces the shot over Sankey, won't go, and the rebound Shipley for UNK on the break to the left wing. Top of the key. Dribbles left side. High post left for Sankey. Backs to the free throw line on Starzl. Out front right for Henderson. Will take it near the timeline. 15 on the shot clock. 5:10 left in the game. Henderson with the dribble to the right side. Hooks the pass to Sankey. Left side for Shields. In the left corner, Shipley. Again, Shipley, a midseason addition to this team. Dribbles through a double team. Knocked loose. Picked up by Wallace, whose outlet is stolen by Henderson at midcourt. Henderson left side. Funk by Funk and a foul. And this one will go on Northwest. And Tyler Funk will pick up his first. 4:57 left in the game. Breaking the action. Northwest up by 12. Northwest 52. Nebraska Kearney 40. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
4:57 left of the game, Northwest 52, UNK 40. We're at the Health and Sports Center on the campus of Nebraska Kearney. Mike Porter, I'm Sean Coffey. Habs been a really well-played second half for Northwest.
Yeah, it has been. And, you know, they didn't really have to get a lot away from what they were doing in the first half. It just started working because the Lopers aren't having the success offensively they were in the first half.
Now, off the inbound, it came into Sankey. Tried to give it to Henderson, and off Henderson's fingertips out of bounds right in front of the UNK bench. So another turnover gives it to Northwest. 52-40, Northwest in front. Now Wallace off the left side is fouled from behind as the ball knocked loose, picked up by Shipley. But a foul coming up. And Shipley will pick up his fourth foul. He had three quick fouls in the first half. Eighth team foul. So Northwest will get some free throws here. As Wallace will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Now Wallace this season a 63% shooter from the line at 27-43. Cats holding on to a 12-point lead. Their largest of the game. And now a 13-point lead as Wallace hits the first free throw. Wallace with 4 points tonight. That's his average on the season. Among the leaders in the MIAA in steals and assists. Second free throw, too hard. And the rebound to Newton and Nebraska Kearney. 53-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now on the left side with the dribble. Pierre Newton couldn't hold on to it. And the ball slips out of his hands and goes out of bounds in front of the Nebraska Kearney bench. That's a couple straight turnovers right in front of their bench.
And both unforced.
53-40, Northwest Missouri State up. Wallace out of a weave to Williams between the circles. To Wallace on the left side. Will drive to the baseline underneath the bucket. Brings it back out front for Williams. Again, man-to-man out of the Lopers on the right side. Wallace through the lane. Dishes cutting the bucket for Northwest Missouri State. D'Angelo Haley leaps up and slams it down with two hands, and it's a 15-point Bearcat lead. Into the front court right side, Henderson. Between the circles, dribbles left. Trying to work a pick. Lane for Henderson. Goes low left side for Newton. And a double dribble out of a double team. Haley and Wallace on the double team. And another turnover brings it right back to Northwest. And we're beginning to see, I think, Northwest defensive pressure take its toll on UNK.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they had planned on happening. I mean, that's the third straight, basically, unforced turnover that they've had.
55-40, Northwest lead. Under 4 minutes left in the game. Williams out front has the ball stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Henderson off the steal. Henderson pulls up free throw line right with the jumper. Rims around, out, and the rebound and a reach over foul. Coming up on Nebraska Kearney, and that will go on Taylor Shipley. And that'll be it for Shipley. He'll go to the sideline. Shipley picks up fouls in clusters. He had three quick fouls in the first half. Now two quick ones here in the second half. Then we get Ben Peterson into the game, a 6'5 sophomore out of Minden, Nebraska, and a transfer from Midland University. He's a walk-on on this Lopers program. Going to the free throw line, Bryson Williams for a 1-1 opportunity. And his first one, nothing but that. Bryson, 7 points tonight, averages 5 a game, and a 77% shooter at the free throw line. And second free throw good. So the Cats have built now a 17-point lead, their largest of the game. Kozad was in briefly, goes back to the sideline, and into the game, Kyle Schlake for Northwest. Also Drew Sankey to the sideline. And back in to Kendall Glidden for Nebraska Kearney. 57-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the left side, John Henderson. Brings it out front, left, Shields, the long three, rims around and out, and the rebound Northwest as Wallace comes away with the board. Shields out of the first half was 4-4 from threes. He's yet to hit one in the second half. Has 16 points total. Driving down the lane left side, Wallace to the baseline, finds Slake low post right, trying to go and find a Funk off the left side of the lane, and it's stolen away, picked up by Henderson for Northwest, rather for UNK. Henderson between the circles to the right wing. 3:10 left in the game. Henderson through the lane with a little runner with the left hand, banks it in. John Henderson trying to take over for Nebraska Kearney. He leads their team in scoring at 16 a game. He's got 13 tonight. 57-42 Northwest. 2:56 left in the game. Wallace top of the key through the lane as he's bumped out front. Foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney. This will go on Ben Peterson, who picks up his first foul. 10th team foul, so Northwest to shoot two at the line as Matt Wallace steps to the charity stripe.
Well, barring a complete collapse, Northwest is going to get the first of the two steps they need to take this week to get a bye into Kansas City.
Wallace hits the first. Cats will face Truman State Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Arena. Kind of a historic game Saturday. It'll be the last time Northwest and Truman State will square off in MIAA play. Now, they may schedule some non-conference action, but the two oldest members of MIAA with their last conference games coming up on Saturday. Second free throw by Wallace, rims around and out. Rebound tip by control by Peterson for Nebraska Kearney. 58-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inside the arc, Henderson wants the three, misses, rebound Northwest, and it's knocked out of Lyle Harris's hands out of bounds as Northwest clearing the bench a bit here. Harris into the ball game along with Wallace. Kyler Erickson in. Funk in the game as well. As Kyle Schlake now at midcourt, a bump and a foul coming up. Peterson will get called for the foul, knocking Erickson down. Peterson picking up his second. Kyler Erickson, a Nebraska native out of Omaha, had a big game in the second half against Washburn in Topeka. Had 17 points in that second half. Goes to the line, the left-handed shooter. Too hard on the first one. It's his first miss of the season at the free throw line. He came into the game 9 of 9 at the line. Second free throw by Erickson, nothing in it. And it's a 59-42 Northwest lead, 2:33 left. Into the front court, right side, Anderson looks on the right wing. Cooper, left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Finds cutting the lane, Shields misses the slam dunk attempt, gets his rebound. The putback over Schlake is good. 59-44 Northwest. Now to Funk to the baseline left for Northwest. Finds Harris out front, takes it free throw line and backs out. Dribbles between the circles. Down the lane, finds Funk cutting to the bucket off the right side. Great feed to Tyler Funk, who lays it up and in. 61-44 Northwest. Big second half for the Cats tonight. Henderson into the front court, left side for Cooper. Dribbles free throw line, knocked loose, but he picks it back up, forces the shot, and just a shot puts it up, misses it. And Harris with the board for Northwest on the fast break, trying to get it to Funk, who knocks the ball down and chases after it in the right corner. Lobs it out front. Wallace through the lane. Left corner, Erickson, the left-handed three, rattles around, out, fight for the board. Glidden comes away with it for UNK with 1.5 minutes left in the game. Henderson in the front court, left side, to the left wing, and pulls up at the top of the key. Looks left, finds Cooper, the three, too hard, rebound Erickson for Northwest, pushes it away on the fast break. Two-on-one break, finds Harris cutting the bucket, and off the glass, good, and a foul, as Lyle Harris wafted it up high off the glass, got it to fall, we'll get to the free throw line, being fouled off the fast break. And this one will go on John Henderson, picking up his first foul. Williams in, and Wallace to the sideline for Northwest, as Harris goes to the line.
Wallace carrying a little heavier workload tonight with Connor Crooker out, doing a good job.
Harris at the line, free throw, rims around and out, and the rebound to Nebraska Kearney, 1:12 left. Cooper into the front court, to the top of the key. White's cutting the bucket, wide open, Shields lays it up and in. And for Shields, 20 points tonight, 63-46 Northwest, under a minute left in the game. Harrison to the right wing, finds Harris right corner to the right baseline, drives, has the easy layup, and it's good off the glass on the right side. 65-46 Northwest, 48 seconds left. Henderson in the front court drives the lane as he drives a bump and a foul. This will go on Williams. That'll be number two on Bryson Williams. Seventh team foul into the free throw line. We'll go John Henderson as he goes. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Peterson hits the first end of the 1-1. It's his first free throw of the game. An 87% shooter on the season at the line. Fourth in the conference at the charity stripe. Hits the second free throw. And it's now a 65-48 Northwest lead. 42 seconds left. Into the front court right side goes Erickson. Crossover dribble down the lane. Bumped as he puts the ball up. It's stuck between the backboard and the rim. Hit the floor hard.
Usually you see those on long shots. You don't see too many layups that get stuck between the rim and the backboard.
Cats will inbound baseline right, 28 on the shot clock. Inbound comes to Erickson through the lane, and a layup off the left side won't go. Slake with the follow is good. Kyle Slake with his first two of the game. 30 seconds left, 67-48 Northwest. Anderson out front left with the dribble down the lane. He goes, jump stop, and banks it and misses it. Slake clears the rebound for Northwest, and a foul underneath with 21.4 seconds left. So a good trip to Kearney, Nebraska tonight for both the Northwest women and men. The women earlier winners, 71-52. And the men taking care of business in the second half after being down by two at halftime. Had an early 12-2 run to start the second half and never looked back. Kyle Slake at the free throw line. And Kyle will shoot two. And the first one good. Kyle, a 54% shooter on the year at the line. Cats will close out the regular season Saturday afternoon. They face Truman State at Bearcat Arena. The women at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. Second free throw by Kyle, too hard. Rebound to Nebraska Kearney. Into the front court, Henderson right side with 14 seconds left. Now to Cooper down the lane, drives, and is fouled as he knocks it down. Slate coming over on the help side will pick up the foul. And Kyle will pick up his first. Getting Thomas Cooper to the free throw line after hitting the layup. Cooper with 4 points, all coming in the second half, trying to make a three-point trip down the floor with 10 seconds left in the game. And the free throw to hard, rebound inside, pulled away by Peterson, up in, and another foul by Schlake. This will be Kyle's second foul, and Ben Peterson nestling for the rebound, the walk-on from Minden, Nebraska, trying to take a rebound away from first Nebraska, and even Kyle Schlake. Peterson's free throw rattles out. 68-50, Northwest Missouri State up by 18. Led by as many as 20 in this game. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Erickson trying to fight for the rebound. A pin ball to Slake, and it's picked up by Harris with 2 seconds left, and he'll just dribble out the clock at midcourt, and that'll be it. Northwest with a 68-50 win over Nebraska Kearney as the Bearcats improve to 18-8 and 11-6 in the MIAA. Nebraska Kearney falls to 7-18 and 4-13 in conference play. They've now lost 5 out of their last 6 games. Bearcats with the win. We'll be back and have more for you as we need to take a timeout before we get to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only 2 laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsen, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
And welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest with the win, 68-50, as they come from behind to defeat Nebraska Kearney. They were down by 2 at halftime, and a very strong second half called them to the win. Then Northwest with a win over Nebraska Kearney tonight, 68-50, to complete a sweep of the 2 games, as the Northwest women won earlier tonight, 71-52. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 68-50, the final score, as Northwest Missouri State improves to 18-8 and 11-6 in MIAA play. Matt, a strong second half for Northwest, and I think two things. They came out and defensive pressure really took its toll on UNK, but also Northwest a little deeper, I think, and UNK going with dressing only eight and really having seven that really play an awful lot, it took its toll.
Yeah, you take a look at bench scoring tonight. Northwest outscored them with bench players 27-4. And then points off of turnovers for Northwest. You mentioned that defensive pressure. They took advantage of that, especially in the second half. Now, they forced 15 turnovers, but scored 25 points off of those 15 turnovers. So while they didn't force a huge number of turnovers, they did force enough to get a pretty good number points-wise off of those turnovers tonight. A
couple scores of interest tonight. Central Oklahoma in front of Northeastern State, 45-43. That's with 16 minutes left in the ball game. And then Central Missouri up on Northwest. Next opponent, Truman, 54-38. And that's with 11:20 left in at the second half. And again, Cats facing Truman on Saturday.
Yeah, it just shows you it was a speedy evening here tonight, too, with a lot of time left in both of those games.
Again, Northwest in the men's game. Winners tonight as they win 68-50. We'll be back and have the extra F reward for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Northwest Forensic and Debate's recent state victory.
Speaking Bearcats won the 2013 Missouri Association of Forensic Activities Championship. And bottom line, John, it's the title of top college forensics team in the state. And we're so proud of them. And individually, Carl Stafford, many of our listeners may know Carl. He's just an unbelievable senior here at Northwest, speech and theater education major from St. Louis. But he was the state champion in dramatic interpretation. He's the top speaker in the state. He's also, if you may remember, he was a national champion in 2011 in forensics. So he's continuing his charge and just doing so well, getting ready to go out and student teach, et cetera. But unbelievable what he's done. But Sam Stone and Gabby Ray also claimed state championships in poetry interpretation and also the program of oral interpretation. So very, very happy with Kyle's performance, Sam and Gabby's. But don't forget, John, the overall team, the team members, they advanced to elimination rounds in 14 events. They had three state champions, three state runner-ups, in two third-place finishes, three fourth-place finishes, and two fifth-place finishes. And they also had a semifinalist. So unbelievable what they've done. Coach Swofford has just been incredible with that. It goes back to what we always talk about, John, being engaged Bearcats, what happens on the practice field, so to speak, follows through in terms of game day performance. That's exactly what our speaking Bearcats did last weekend.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about the Northwest Forensic and Debate Team's recent statewide victory.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State with a 68-50 win over Nebraska Kearney. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, when you look at the totals here tonight, it's tough to pick one, and especially among a couple of different players out there.
Yeah, two of them almost with exactly the same numbers. You look at D'Angelo Haley, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 threes tonight. Alex Sullivan, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 3 threes tonight. Sullivan had an assist in this one. Haley had a steal in this one, you know. So both of them doing a great job contributing for Northwest. Haley doing his work off the bench, helping Northwest to the 27 bench points, but both of them with a solid performance tonight.
There are Extra Effort Award winners. Northwest with the win, 68-50. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
And welcome back to our postgame. Northwest Missouri State with a 68-50 win over Nebraska Kearney. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, a good second half for your team tonight.
Yeah, I thought the second half we competed a lot harder that second half. I thought we played a little bit smarter defensively, really plugged our gaps a little bit better, applied some pressure, and played with a little energy. And they also wore down a little bit. They're not very deep, and so... they had guys playing 20 minutes in that first half, and that used all their energy, and we were able to capitalize on that.
When you talked about applying some pressure, you forced 15 turnovers and scored 25 points off of those turnovers while keeping pretty good care of the basketball on your own end of things with only 8 turnovers tonight.
Yeah, you know, that first half we were sloppy, and a lot of that sloppiness comes from having that week off where your timing's a little bit screwy, and so... I thought we corrected it, and while we were correcting it, though, we didn't turn it over. And that's if we're going to win the conference tournament, which it's looking like, you know, we're going to have to do to make that regional, we've got to limit our turnovers, we've got to increase our offensive rebounds, increase those possessions, and then, you know, really control tempo and slow the game down so that we can keep the game, you know, keep them scoring under 50 consistently, and that'll give us a chance to win. So I thought tonight we did that. You know, I think my biggest concern tonight is 9 for 19 from the free throw line. You make just half of those, and it's not even close in the second half throughout.
Another key tonight, and you touched a little bit about Nebraska Kearney being a little bit shorthanded, and that took its toll, but you look at bench play tonight, Northwest getting 27 points off the bench compared to four to Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, and we had to go small again. They played extremely small. I mean, they played 1 through 4 were just literally guards, and they were setting pick and pops with them, and I would much rather play big, but we just don't have that luxury when they go so small. And so, our bench, the D'Angelo, he's great off the bench, and he's obviously instant offense. And then I thought Tyler did a good job off the bench as well to add some scoring. And then a couple shoot, Kyler and Lyle, and they came in and added a few. So, I thought our bench has always played well, and they'll continue to do that. And again, I'd like to be able to play big, and we're going to need to play big throughout the tournament.
I thought, too, it's nice to see Alex Sullivan continue to essentially pick up where he left off against Missouri Western last Wednesday. 14 points tonight, knocked down three threes as well, and it looks like he's getting a little more confidence in his game back.
Yeah, we're getting him into a little better rhythm. We're keeping him on the floor a little bit longer for longer periods of time, and that helps him. Just he's, as far as mental goes, he just needs to have that confidence that hey, we're not going to pull you if you miss a couple shots. The only reason we pull you if you don't give effort. And lately he's been giving a lot of effort in practice and in the games and had a good attitude. And so that's why he's getting to play. I may limit minutes after for some of our guards if we are able to go big, and I'm hoping we can here shortly.
I think, too, when you look at some of your guards, a stat that perhaps a lot of people don't talk about when you see some guys in double-figure scoring, but you look at D'Angelo, he had 6 rebounds tonight, Alex with 6 boards as well. To see those guys go in and get some rebounds as well is pretty important for your team.
Yeah, D'Lo's, he's as good a rebounder as I've been around as long as he goes consistently. Sully, he's a little bowling ball when he goes in for O boards, and it just pops around, and he's so short to the ground that eventually that thing's going to be loose, and he's just quick to get to it. So that was good, and I thought Dylan did a good job of crashing. Tyler actually did a good job. He didn't get any O boards, but he kept a lot alive. So I thought we did okay there. I still think we got a lot of room for improvement, but again, that goes back to having that week off, the timing, the rhythm, the conditioning. A week helped a ton, but that first half I knew was going to be a little rough.
Now, going into tonight's game, you knew that if you take care of business this week, you got a bye in the first round of the MIAA tournament, and you were able to take care of business in step one of this with the win here tonight against Kearney.
Yeah, this is a tough place to play. I mean, the bleachers are so far back, it's fairly dead in here, and so you've got to supply your own energy, and then obviously they zoned us the whole night. But now we go home and we got to play Truman, who's plays extremely hard, extremely tough, a lot of threes, and I'm sure we're going to have to go small again, but I hope to go big at some point here.
And kind of a historic day on Saturday, too, at Truman State, the last time the two teams, the original members of the MIAA, will play as conference members on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we better send them away. Send them away with a gift, hopefully, but they're a good ball club, and the thing with them is I don't think they played zone, which I haven't seen yet, but shoot, everybody plays us zone. So we might see some man, which will help us for the conference tournament, get us in a little rhythm. And again, we're just trying to play well. I mean, win or loss, we've got to be able to play well so that we can win that. Again, we got to have to win that conference tournament. So if we just keep playing well, keep playing with energy and effort, keep handling adversity, I think we got a good shot to do that.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the win, 68-50 over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kearney as we wrap things up after a sweep of a doubleheader tonight. The Northwest men with the win 68-50. Earlier tonight it was the Northwest women with a 71-52 victory over Nebraska Kearney. A couple good wins for Northwest tonight.
Yeah, wins that they needed to have in terms of where they're trying to position themselves in the MIAA postseason tournament, and good solid double-digit wins for both teams as well.
And up next, Truman State Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and that'll be tough games for both teams. And, you know, like you had mentioned earlier, historic games as well in terms of the MIAA and Truman leaving the conference. So should be a very interesting Saturday afternoon.
We'll have both games on the Bearcat Radio Network. The women's game will tip off at 1:30, and the men at 3:30 will be on the air at 1:10 with our pregame from Bearcat Arena. Again, this evening, the Northwest Missouri State women with a victory as they defeat Nebraska Kearney 71-52. They improved to 7-10 in the conference, 13-12 overall. And for the Northwest men, a 68-50 victory over Nebraska Kearney as the Bearcat men improved to 18-8 and 11-6. For Matt Gorder and also Brandon Travis, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Kearney, Nebraska.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.